Well, blueberry harvest for most producers isn't until spring, usually around April. But Apopka grower David Hill says the winter months can very often make or break the season.
Last year, we had one cold snap that really affected the blueberry crop north of us, and therefore it made out for a pretty good year. It was our first harvest, so we had a decent market. So it was a pretty good blueberry year. You know, every year is different. The 2 years prior to that were terrible. The market was terrible 1 year, and then the weather, it was a very mild winter, and the crop never came on. And the timing wasn't right. So you never know what you're going to get.
And multi-county extension agent Gary England expands on that freeze last year as he says a warm winter up until the February event had caused the blueberry plants to be a couple of weeks ahead of schedule with fruit already setting, bringing the critical temperature up to 32 degrees. In addition, the strong wind set the wet bulb temperature to below the critical temp, all of this combining for a break moment for many growers in the northern part of the growing region.
Growers that turned on before the wet bulb went below the critical temperature, did fine, probably 10% loss, which we always, anytime we overhead freeze protect 5 or 10%, we kind of figured is going to be a loss figure. Growers have waited a little while, say in the mid-30s. Their wet bulb was probably 28 to 29, and they crashed their temperature below critical and had 30 to 50% damage. Some growers had failures in their system, and as high as 80% loss on the initial fruit set was realized.
Certainly all good info to keep in mind as we prepare for the critical winter months ahead. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.